In southwestern Idaho this summer, biologists are purposefully making a racket to study the value of natural quiet. Solar-powered loudspeakers are blaring away on the sagebrush plains. A research team is testing how wildlife and humans respond to noise pollution. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the findings could someday guide solutions to lessen our noisy footprint in the world.
It started with an invisible road.
So the Phantom Road was the first landscape-scale noise playback experiment that we conducted.
A half-kilometer-long string of outdoor loudspeakers in the Boise National Forest mimicked the sounds of passing cars. Boise State University professor Jesse Barber says the two-year experiment demonstrated road noise alone causes migratory birds to flee and fail to gain weight. Now comes the phantom natural gas field.
This study is replicating compressor station noise from natural gas extraction fields on a much larger scale than the Phantom Road. We have six noise sites and six control sites.
I'll spare you the sound at full volume. It's irritating, but it's a reality in places throughout the Mountain West. Here, a half hour south of Boise, the simulation by loudspeaker blares virtually 24/7. The purpose is to examine an interactive cascade of effects from noise pollution, not just on birds now, but also insects, bats, plants, and people.
We're testing the idea that these things are coupled, that as the soundscape gets louder, wildlife suffers, but that also feeds back onto how much people get out of that experience, how much they value it, and thus how much they're willing to protect that same place.
A negative feedback loop of sorts. The research team recruited amateur bird watchers as study subjects.
We'll do eight songs in the noise condition and eight songs in the quiet.
Graduate student Mitch Levenhagen measured how much the artificial noise impaired the volunteer listener's ability to identify recorded bird songs.
All right, we're going to begin the next one right now.
Repeating the experiment without the background noise comes as a relief. Next year, Levenhagen and Barber will temporarily relocate to Northern California to survey visitors at Muir Woods National Monument and other parks about how they perceive noise. The study volunteers this day found the simulated compressor more disruptive than anticipated. They said it makes them value quiet moments more. This is Jim Lyons of Boise.
I just think the whole thing has been ear-opening, shall we say, to be part of this. Very stimulating, very interesting, and going to think a lot about it, I know, from now on.
For fellow volunteer Janice Engel, the natural soundscape matters a lot.
I moved out of the city to, I bought a little place in the country where I wanted it to be quiet. I greatly value that. It's hard to find those places more and more.
Engel moved to rural Marsing, Idaho.
There are lots of ways to mitigate sound, but it's a trade-off. There's always a cost, and it comes down to people's values. What do we value more?
One proven solution to cut noise pollution is to build sound walls or berms beside the road, but those can block views or animal migration. Lowering the speed limit can dramatically reduce sound levels too, but requires drivers to buy in. Generators can be muffled, but at extra cost. The National Park Service is funding some of the science in this field and exploring other options. Those include road resurfacing treatments, also establishing quiet zones where signs direct visitors to silence cell phones and behave like they're in a library or church. I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise.